Last year in our Pocket Docs project, we asked you to send in original short stories around the theme, I Met a Stranger. In Rhonda Garrett's tale, a small girl says goodbye to her mother in the presence of someone unknown. This is Two Pennies.
Two Pennies by Rhonda Garrett. The stranger closed the door to her mother's room. Out of the corner of her eye, the young girl watched as he walked towards her father and shook his head. Her father's legs gave way and he fell heavily into the lounge chair. The stranger placed his hand on her father's shoulder and stood in total silence. The young girl stole into her mother's room and slid skillfully under the bedding and climbed the familiar path as she had done all her life. Startled at the coldness of her mother, she pulled up her dress and lay skin to skin on her mother's naked body. I need to fix you, Mummy, she thought. How much do you love me? Her mother asked playfully as they made mud pies in the dirt.
$5,
the young girl answered without hesitation. Her mother seemed well pleased with this answer. Good Lord, that much.
How much do you love me?
Everything, she answered, and planted a kiss on her daughter's muddy, laughing lips. But now her mother's laughing, dancing eyes were closed, and the lids covered with blue spiderwebs. She willed all her warmth into her mother, like the chickens who sat on their eggs, and one day a new chicken kicks its way into life. She felt the odd, slow beat of her mother's collapsing. She knew she had to be quick to bring her mother back. She called into the crisscrossing autumn wind. Come and find me, her mother teased. The girl ran headlong into the folds of her mother's skirt. Were you scared, sweetheart?
Not when I found you.
Now with her lips pressed against her mother's skin, she spoke to her in a loud whisper.
Mom.
It's me. You need to come back now. You need to stop scaring me. They think you're gone.
Come back, Mom.
The child's chest began to heave, and hot tears spilled onto her mother's face, leaving white, salty tracks. Her body rocked, and her breath stopped and started hard, as the beating of her mother's chest fell still. Let's have scones, her mother announced. She sat perched on the stool, watching her mother's thin, pale, beautiful hands roll out the pastry. Butterflies danced in her heart as she thought about the jam-dripping, cream-filled scones. Together they took high tea in the cool of the veranda. What will I be when I grow up? All of that and more, her mother offered as fact. Then one day her mother pulled her close and asked in a serious voice, how will you know I'm still here when I'm gone?
Because the sun will still be shining.
The door opened and they dragged her off her mother. She watched as the stranger pulled two pennies from his pocket and placed them over her mother's spidery eyes. Drawing back the curtain, she saw the capillaries of morning light hunt out the darkness of the night sky.
Two Pennies, written and read by Rhonda Garrard, with additional readings from Xanthia Marshall. The producer was Lee Redfern, with sound engineer Russell Stapleton. And just before we go, one final story for you, this time from our friends at The Moth, a live storytelling event based in the US. Here's Breda Miller talking about saying goodbye to her mum.
So for 8 years, I lived in the caregiver sandwich. Anybody here ever heard the term the sandwich generation? You know what that is? That means, for those of you who don't, and trust me, you may someday know this, those are people who are caring for elderly, frail relatives, your mom or your dad, and you're taking care of your kids at the same time, and you are caught in the middle of the sandwich. So for 8 years, I did this, and when my mom was reaching the end of her life, she had some moments of dementia. She didn't suffer from Alzheimer's, but she was suffering from congestive heart failure. And she was a spunky, lovely little Irish lady. She was a world traveler. When she was in her 60s, she traveled on her own to visit her brother in South Africa. She loved to travel. Now, one of the things I learned from the hospice workers who'd been helping me care for my mom near at the end, at the last 6 months of her life, I did an awful lot of reading about active dying. I never heard of that term. So my mom was seated in her chair, and she said to me, "I'm going on a journey. I'm going on a journey." And I'd say, "Yeah, where?" And she'd say, "I don't know. I don't know, but I'm going somewhere." And I spoke to the hospice social workers, and they told me, "Oh, that's very common. Many people who are dying feel they're going on a journey." Yeah, but my mom was really specific. She says, "I want you to bring my suitcase up from the basement now." I said, "Okay." So I went down to the basement, and I brought up her suitcase. And she didn't fill it, but she felt better knowing that it was there. Well, the other thing is, in these moments of dementia, my name is Breda, and I was her caregiver, but she often referred to the other Breda, the bad Breda. Breda would make her take medicine and not give her cups of coffee after midnight, and she would get really upset, and she would tell me all about the bad Breda, which I loved, because I could get all the scoop. So one day, she's seated in her chair, and she's just really nervous, and she says, "I'm just really mad at that Breda. I keep asking her for the bus schedule to Dublin, and she won't get it for me." And I said, "Mom, don't you worry about that bitch. I got you. I'm going to take care of it." And I said, you know, Mom, those bus schedules from Michigan to Dublin, they're not very reliable. Would you like to have another cup of tea?" And I would try to divert her every day. Every day she would ask this question. One day I could tell she was just really agitated and really upset. And she said, "I just don't know what to do." And I said, "Mom, don't worry. I'm on it. I'm going to take care of you." Now, I didn't know what I was going to do. And I said, "Mom, I'm going to go to the computer. And I'm going to fix this. I'm going to help you." So I left her chair, and I went over to my computer at my desk, and I thought for a minute, and I Googled fake airline boarding ticket. And on the screen appeared the shell of a boarding pass. And I thought, well, alrighty then. So it said, "Departing airport, DTW. Okay. Arriving airport, heaven." It took it. "Travel dates, open." It took it. It was first class, of course. And I noticed the shell said American Airlines. This was really important. My brother works for American Airlines, and my mom is really proud. This was perfect. So I got some cardstock. I slipped it into the printer, hit print. Within a minute, that sucker comes out of the printer. I cut it to size. And I found a long, a business size envelope, and I slipped the card into the envelope, and I wrote Mary Kelly across the top. I folded it over, walked over to Mom's chair, and said, "Here, Mom, you're good to go. Don't worry about it." So she took the envelope and she opened it up. She looked at it. She was a little confused. And then she got a twinkle in her eye and a big grin. And she said, "Oh, I'm going to show Father Will this one." And she did. And she took that boarding pass and she stuck it in her handbag, which was attached to her walker, which went with her everywhere. 3 weeks later, she passed away. And her boarding pass to heaven was on her nightstand. And I have to say, that act of deception was one of my proudest moments and one of the greatest kindnesses that I was ever thrilled to give to my mother.
And that was Breida Miller telling her story live for The Moth.